Watch your TV, mama.
Boom. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the first episode, first season of the Flight Club, A Higher Perspective with myself, Lamar Mitchell, and my man,
Timothy Lynn. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Man, so we are bringing you this newly formed podcast with me and Tim, or Tim and myself, which is basically...
we're going to get wasted on camera and
wasted
podcast
on camera
and talk about some deep shit.
Yeah, I was going to read this script. Hey, I mean, that's basically what it is. So I'm going to read this script.
Description, though, yeah.
Of the description of what we're in. So the Flight Club, A Higher Perspective, is the flight crew, me and myself.
Captain.
My captain, co-captain, co-pilot, Mr. Tim Lynn. So we are avid beer and marijuana connoisseurs, and we like to talk about issues on a higher perspective.
Yeah.
So, you know, little drink, we're going to
elevate you guys' consciousness.
Have flights.
A little bit, you know.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware of what a flight is.
I just learned, actually, 10 seconds before we started this podcast.
Right.
I was like, oh, shit, I should probably know this before we start.
Wasn't exactly sure what a flight is. But, I mean, you can go to any of the local breweries or any place that sells multiple beers and request a flight. It's a sample of the beers that they have on hand. So with the Flight Club, we decided to bring or merge marijuana and beer. I mean, because both are freaking awesome.
Yeah, especially when you combine them.
Yeah.
Combine them for a great time.
I mean, you have all of these different microbreweries, mm-hmm. all of these different beers popping up. And, you know, every last one of them tastes different. So we can, we're going to tell you about the beer and where it came from. What kind, whether it's lager, IPA, things like that.
And if it's good or if it fucking sucks.
Yeah, whether it good or sucks.
Save your fucking money.
Right.
In time.
Yeah, so make sure that you listen to this so that you are not making a mistake and getting the wrong beer.
Yeah. We won't show you the label, obviously, because of copyright infringement.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely tell you the motherfucker.
We'll tell you what it is. We'll say the name. And eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to turn these labels around.
Yeah.
Get us some sponsorship behind us or whatever. Brand ambassadors. Yeah. Hint, hint.
Any local breweries in local Arizona?
Because we got a couple locals. Four Peaks
Four
this
peaks.
Year.
Yes.
Santan.
It's a few.
And we're going to talk about some of those breweries along the way. So then we have, of course, marijuana. We have this whole medical marijuana thing where we can actually go into a dispensary and get a particular strain.
So if you're having anxiety or you have chronic back pain, you can get a strain specifically for that. And that's fucking amazing. It's a lot better than taking all these prescription man-made pills that they're giving us that's killing us.
Just killing us. and me personally, I think the marijuana plant is absolutely beautiful. Like, we messing with some fire OG today. Very good smell.
If I ever got married, I would give my lady these type of flowers.
Exactly.
You don't get some of this stuff. Some shit. No.
What you think about that smell there?
Not no shit that's going to die right away. That's just going to not only not die, but it's going to keep you up and going.
It's going to live on through you.
This
is a plant that lives on through you.
Yep.
So
it elevates your consciousness and vibrate to a higher level.
Exactly. Man, so we got this fire OG that we will be not sampling. We are going all the way in on this shit, and we are going to tell you exactly what it's like. So with the combination of the flight that we have, and we're going to tell you about, with the marijuana strain that we're going to tell you about, we're going to bring in what we call the bomb squad, which is connoisseurs in the weed, and then we're going to bring in the beer crew, which are connoisseurs in beer. Hopefully we can get some people to actually brew to kind of tell you that process and, you know, how you develop certain flavors and things like that. So with that combined, as we're smoking, drinking, and coming along, we're going to tell you about some pretty interesting current event topics that are in the news right now from our higher perspective. You can't beat that. You can't beat that.
My bad, y'all.
I don't know if y'all. Hey, we trying to get in. This is the first episode. Yeah. You know, it might be kind of rough, but we gonna get better as time goes on.
It's all about hard work, dedication, and consistency.
Exactly. And the way that this came about, yeah. I mean, it was something that was organic.
Very organic.
We were sitting here talking to this. I was doing a podcast because he has a podcast. Of course, Shot Your Podcast.
Wayward In with Timothy Lynn. Follow it. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah. So, and then I told him about my idea and just trying to find the perfect person. Yeah. And man, me and this guy have really indulged in some great marijuana, California that time.
Yeah.
Found out we both liked IPAs and things like that. So we had a lot in common. I mean,
both
it was only
spent
right.
$20 for one glass of IPA.
Oh, we sold in the hell
good though.
I forgot all about that. And I had it once out here.
Yeah, okay.
And shit wasn't $20.
Yeah, no,
I don't shit
know.
Wasn't fucking
on
$20.
The beach? That shit's expensive.
Yeah, shout out to Bubba Shrimp. What is it? Bubba Ghost.
But Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Yeah, we had a great time out there, man. Man, this guy actually went with another fellow comedian to a dispensary and actually watched the wildfires from a couple years ago. Some scary shit, because literally, it was like being from Goodyear, Arizona to the White Tang Mountains.
Yeah.
That's how close it was. You could feel the heat coming off the mountain. That was nuts.
Well, it was fucking crazy. People were just going about their daily lives like it was nothing. It's like that fire is like, you can touch it.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, one of them little fireballs might jump off and set your ass on fire, man.
What the fuck?
Shout out to my guy, Arthur Hamilton, for actually looking out for us during that.
Shout out. I don't know if you remember me, but definitely shout out. I had a dope time.
Well, great thing about it, because, you know, me and Timothy are comedians, so we have a show coming up on June 10th. At Stir Crazy Comedy Club in Glendale, Arizona, in the Westgate Entertainment District. And Arthur's going to be on the show with us.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Talk about the wildfires.
Yeah, right. He's been coming back and forth the last few weeks, you know, doing some shows back out here.
Right on.
He started his comedy out here and then kind of took it back home to Cali. And, man, he's getting a lot of love out there.
That's
real dope.
Shout
out to my guy, Grinding. Man, he did a show at the Comedy Store. He said he invited people out.
Yeah.
People don't ever come out. You want to know who he opened for? I mean, that basically opened for him, because they came
everybody
in for
Dave
Chappelle. So those are the type of things that, as a comedian, we say, come out to our show, come out.
That's,
you never know.
Gonna
be there.
I did an open mic, Tempe Improv, just a New Faces show. Guess who showed up? David Spade,
you was on that show?
I was on that show.
Man, I'm telling you, come to the shows, because
come to the shows.
You might... we might tell you about a show that's free, and then next thing you know, some big name celebrity that you've been paying $50, $60, $70 for a ticket is in there for free. So support local comedy, support your friends' dreams if they are your friends.
Trust
me,
if you support,
they ain't your friends.
Exactly, not. If you support, they'll give back. Trust me.
So we gonna get into this beer, so that we can kind of get into some of these topics. Our main topic today is going to be about the Affluenza teen. I'm not sure if y'all know who that guy is, but...
Or what Affluenza means.
Or what that means to begin with.
Yeah.
We're going to
break
that down. Ethan Couch and his entitlements and what he did. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. Let me go grab a beer opener so we can get into the beer. You got the lighter?
Got a beer opener. True alcoholic.
That works.
Stays ready.
Hey, I use a lighter. That's a true alcoholic.
So no, that's a fact.
Yeah, right.
I would too if I know how to do it.
Man, I'll pop that shit off with anything.
Yeah.
The corner of a goddamn bed. I'm telling you, I'm popping it off. What you want to try first, man? We'll take one from your list, one from my list, and then we'll.
Very smart idea. Let's start with Joe IPA.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Joe IPA. I'll crack it open.
Joe IPA. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. From Oregon. Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
Never been to Bend, Oregon, but I'm sure it's great.
Right.
6.9% alcohol. content.
Which is a pretty significant number when it comes to...
It really is. It's the highest on my list, guys. So we're starting off high because this is higher...
Higher perspective.
Perspective.
You know, so we got to get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. I mean, that's what it is.
Yo.
That's one thing. I hate when I pour a beer and it got that foam on it. Oh, I know how let to me pour it where it has absolutely no foam, well, but then I just poured it.
Yeah, you gotta, you gotta angle it.
And I had that joint like
you
that.
You gotta angle it.
You know. So we got our first beer.
First beer.
Which is Joe IPA, like you said. 10 Barrel Brewing Co.
Yes, that's what it's okay. 10 Barrel Brewing Co.
Out of Bend, Oregon. Okay.
Shout out, Joe. For making an IPA.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Cheers on our first beer of you know,
a little rich.
I like it.
I like it.
When I first started to drink it, I'm like, it's kind of Lagunitas kind of.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
A little, so, but it's not as
funky.
Yeah, exactly.
Funky, because
it's damn right about that.
Right, man. I'm telling you, you drink that Lagunitas sometimes, like, man, did I just suck on a damn musty nigga's goddamn arm?
Toenail, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? So far,
it's actually pretty. It's pretty light. It's not like, it's not overpowering or anything. Yeah.
Like after the fact.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's surprisingly smooth. Mm-hmm. Not most IPAs are go down smooth. Usually, you have to do the face.
Right. You know why?
Get it down.
This one,
exactly. One IPA gets you right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is good. This what IPA does this remind me of? Ooh, outside of Lagunitas, of course.
Because it's someone, and I mean, like,
yeah,
identical.
Very fucking good.
I'm going to start off with the New Belgium Citradelic Tangerine IPA by New Belgium Brewing Co. out of Fort Collins. New Belgium is actually one of the beers that I... Oh, yeah. My bad. New Belgium is one of the beers that I do. I like their IPAs.
Yeah. I've tried a couple.
They make Fat Tire. Now that was one of the beers that I first tried when I deviated away from.
I think that's probably the one I tried.
Yeah, because I started going on the binge of drinking different imports. You know, I moved away from the Ice House and the Steel Reserve. First time I threw up off of a beer was a Steel Dam Reserve. I was like, I'll never again.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So then I moved to Heineken, and I was kind of venturing out with some different stuff, and I tried Fat Tire. Did not like Fat Tire, and I think I stuck with Heineken for a good significant amount of time after that. So we're going to try the Citradelic by New Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
Tangerine IPA. Ooh. So we already know it's going to have some citrus.
I hope it tastes similar to a Blue Moon. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't go wrong with Blue Moon or Corona.
I hate Corona. The reason why I hate Corona, it tastes like beer flavored water. You might as well go ahead and drink a Budweiser.
I see why you say that. It kind of...
It is.
It is a bit watery.
And don't let it...
Add some salt to it.
Don't let the heat hit that mug.
Yo, if that heat hit
it's
that shit...
It's a wrap.
Nah.
To me, a real beer is when you can...
Piss.
Pop that bitch open, hot, cold, and it's good. Because you know, like, overseas and stuff, Europe, they drink hot beer.
Yeah.
They don't even drink how we drink. You know what I mean?
Okay, I didn't know that.
So, man, back in the day, man, I'd get off work and have a Heineken in my car from the night before. That bitch,
yeah, Heineken can definitely...
25 degrees outside. I done killed that Heineken. Like, yeah, man. So we're going to try the Citradelic real quick, and then we're gonna kind of get into some content and spark up one of these ales.
You know what I mean? Taking dubs at the same time
all day long.
Yeah.
So the Citradelic. Cheers, my dudes. That's pretty good.
I like it.
It's super light.
Very light.
It don't even taste IPA-ish.
Doesn't. doesn't at all.
This and is, the alcohol content on this one is a 6%, believe it or not. 6%, and it don't have any kick to it at all. I mean, you can not taste the kind of the tangerine.
You can taste it a little bit, yeah. But I don't mind that.
I've had it in the can before. It actually tastes a little bit different in the can.
I always like it out of the bottle. I don't know why it tastes better.
No, it does. I think the way that it settles in that can, mm-hmm. you get kind of some of that this metallic taste.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit stronger in its taste.
This is an interesting start, especially with all these IPAs. Like, these two are pretty fucking light. Mm-hmm. They don't have that, you take a sip of IPA, you feel a little full. You gotta slow your pace down and sip on it. Yeah. This, no, you can just definitely drink this.
Cool. Yeah. But you know how IP is. That should have sneak up behind it, and give you a right hook. Next thing you know, you up on the ropes. Up on the ropes. Man.
Stop hitting me.
So, we got a number of topics from the AFLA Windsor team.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about the royal wedding. The meme lady who interrupted that barbecue. Of course, we got to talk about Kanye. That's some relevance there. And some of the things that he's been doing. We might get into LeBron James versus Jordan. That's going to be a heavy, heavy thought right there. Or subject, topic, whatever. The NFL policy, which is pretty interesting. We're going to talk about that.
Definitely. A lot. Well, I should say about that.
Now, we do have a point in our podcast where we are at the highest of the high. Bring a perspective to, like, when they say, nigga, you say, high.
Nigga, you high. Nigga, crazy. You high.
So we're going to talk about some crazy shit. And our topic for that is going to be flat earth. So.
That's today's topic, flat earth. Some of y'all are like, oh, shit.
So we're going to get into that, man. And that's going to be some real stuff. So by the end of all of this here, mm-hmm. we should be giving you some interesting thoughts behind that flat earth versus round earth idea. And where we both
you might think you're crazy.
Man, for real,
like,
though.
Wait, what? Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about the AFLA Windsor team.
back from break. I think we started the higher part.
Yeah, exactly. We actually just lit up the first blunt of this Fire OG. And we about to get into this AFLA Windsor team.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
We still got our Joe IPA and our Citradelic on deck here. I haven't finished that yet. But we're going to get to this AFLA Windsor team. And I'm going to read a little bit of content for you about this guy. So, Eat the Couch is the so-called AFLA Windsor team. He was set to be released from jail on April the 2nd. He's 20 years old now. At 16 years old, he was convicted of running down some innocent bystanders who were broke down on the side of the road. These Good Samaritans actually stopped to help another pedestrian out. And this guy, Ethan Couch, and a few friends driving down the road at a high rate of speed, intoxicated, ran into those four individuals, killing all four of them, going to jail, and during the trial, it was discovered that he suffered from this disease called AFLUENZA. Can you shed some light on what AFLUENZA is?
What the fuck is AFLUENZA? What is it? Like we discussed earlier, is it a disease you get by some bitch sucking your dick and sneezing on it?
Yeah. That's the only way I can see you getting AFLUENZA. You got a chick sucking your dick and she sneezes on it. Like, bitch, you just gave me AFLUENZA.
I'm gonna die in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Because that sounds like some shit that's like severe as shit. Like, no coming back.
Yeah.
Like how motherfuckers was falling off from the. Yeah, motherfuckers was falling off from that swine flu shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The bird flu and shit. Oh, this is just another variation of it.
How you learning?
How you learning?
I swear I'm not a rookie. But you get higher when you cough. Alpha Luenza. To keep it short, simple, and lame, it's Alpha Luenza is the definition of white privilege. You're fucking. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little.
No, it's fine. It's hard.
No, to wrap it's like your mind healthy. Up. Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. It's like when you're wealthy. You're born wealthy, and that's all you know, and this and that, and you. That's.
You see no regard. So no for life for or life, any for situation anything or any. Because everything comes with a price tag.
You don't have empathy.
Exactly, none. You have none whatsoever. It's like, yeah, I killed those people. I can just buy this. Here go a couple million. It's okay, right? No, it's not okay. No. Where this person is so wealthy that he doesn't understand his responsibility in certain things that have dire consequences that not only affect him, but also affect other people. And he doesn't understand that because we just pay people off when it comes to apologizing. You learn
things while you're in school just about to be a decent human being or just like, what the fuck?
So they were able to argue that he had affluenza and that this is the reason why he did this and did not understand the severity of what he's done.
Yes.
Which makes absolutely no sense. No. You just killed four people. Not one. One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
By drinking and driving while underage and speeding. How does that happen? That's like a conviction. If you were black, you were going to get put up under that jail. I mean, you know.
You would have been given the death penalty. Plain and simple. But before that, you probably have a couple black eyes, broken legs, broken face, something.
That's if you make it to the cop car.
You make it to the cop car. You might be dead then. You might not even make it to the body bag or anything. You know, you might straight to the body bag.
Yeah.
But what did this kid have? What was his sentence?
Now, his sentence was probation. He ended up getting 10 years of probation, and he did not really serve any time. His terms of his probation, one of the biggest things was he could not drink. Now, we're talking about a 16-year-old kid. He shouldn't be drinking in the first place.
Anyway.
So, as part of his probation is for him not to drink, which he shouldn't be drinking in the first place. So
what type of punishment or type of justice is that?
It's no justice. So this is what happens, because the story doesn't end there. This guy gets busted on social media drinking at a party. Violated his probation. You think that kid went to jail? Guess what he did? He fled the country to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico with his mother.
I was going to say, I thought he had a surprise party in the Hamptons or something.
Basically, you went to Puerto Vallarta.
That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Took a vacay.
And then he ended up getting busted out there.
Yep.
They brought him back to the States. And he did 2 years.
He still didn't get a life or nothing.
No. He didn't have to go back and do 10 years in jail because he had 2 years. He ended up doing 2 years.
So you're saying, like, there's probably people in jail that probably had maybe a couple grams of weed. Probably doing more time than him.
Oh, yes. I was just listening to this podcast called In the Dark about this young man in Winona, Mississippi, who's been convicted 6 times, but no real evidence. No real evidence. But we're talking about a guy that has affluenza gets off.
It's affluenza, guys. Now, say you have affluenza, and like, most things, anxiety, I deal with that, and, you know, they'll try to prescribe you shit, or whatever, you might have chronic back pain, or whatever it is, they're going to try to prescribe you for something for that, some medicine. Exactly. So, like, you have affluenza, now that you've been diagnosed with this terrible thing called affluenza, What type of medication are you going to take for this?
What Alpha is Wenzel? Yeah, what's because it was it, you were on trial, so they made this thing very real. So yeah. if you made it very real, what kind of rehabilitation does this like, person need? No, we're not going to worry about it because, hey, the trial's over. I don't understand what you mean by he needs something to follow up. We said he had influenza. He went to trial and he got off. So it's done.
So how do you cure influenza so it doesn't happen again?
We need to put his ass in the hood around some poor black people.
Yep.
They got EBT cards.
Yep.
And living month to month.
Yep.
See some real survivor, that white boy. Not saying it in a racist type of way. But it wouldn't be good for him. No. He would not survive.
Not at all. Not one bit.
He would not survive. Just give him 24 hours.
Oh.
He'll be calling mom on the eighth hour.
Shit, probably quicker than that.
Yeah.
Probably quicker than that.
I'm telling you, man, get around some real hungry folks. Some people that want what you got.
Exactly. It ain't afraid to do whatever it takes to get it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
People out there got to do what they got to do to feed not only themselves but their family.
We're going to have to create something that this person is the despicables or whatever. We're going to create something as we go on and we're going to name individuals like him. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be white. We're talking about black people. We're talking about everybody that's on some fuck shit.
Yeah. And I hate to say, like, oh, I saw this meme and be like, yo, I'm getting all my credible sources from memes or whatever, but I saw this meme. I'm looking for it right now. I actually posted it. I'll just go to my Instagram. That'll be a lot quicker.
Okay.
It showed a picture of a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks perfectly fine. Orange jumpsuit. Another white guy. Looks perfectly fine. Orange jumpsuit. Another white guy. Looks perfectly fine. A jumpsuit.
What do they have in common, though?
They all look perfectly fine. And under the picture we have a beaten up, face swollen individual.
Mm-hmm.
Second picture under it, we have a beaten up, face swollen individual.
Okay.
Under the third one, we also have another. He looks a little more hurt. He's laying on a hospital bed.
Okay. What do those people have in common?
They're all black.
Now, what other common theme does those white people have that is a very good chance that those black people don't have?
White privilege.
White privilege. But also the fact that every last one of them murdered multiple people in one setting. And the people below probably ain't do nothing but pull out a cell phone.
30 people. Those top three white kids killed 30 people.
Oh, that's what it says. So three of them killed 30 people. Three of them killed no one. Look at
people.
The differences in the mugshots.
30 people.
And they walk away freely.
They look perfectly fine, still. Bottom picture, black gentleman, beat up. How many people did they kill?
None.
Zero. Zero.
That's bullshit. There's a discrepancy there.
Whoever sees this picture, whatever, hears this podcast, views this podcast, if you can hear this, see this, watch this, and feel you don't feel anything, like there's nothing wrong with that, you're the fucking problem.
You're the problem. Because this isn't about black or white. This podcast isn't about race. It's pointing out certain things that are absolutely ridiculous. And it's no justification for it, but everybody justifies the reason why black people were killed.
Yeah.
They justify it by every time.
He was walking suspiciously. He was looking suspiciously. He had a hoodie on. Like, yo.
Every time an officer gets off, not convicted of any wrongdoing, that's telling us that no, that black person was a problem, not the officer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
And, you know, as an officer, I don't understand how you cannot, because I haven't seen many officers separate themselves from these people that are willing to be, have the balls to say, look, we got some fucked up people here. I do not represent them people. They did wrong.
We need more of that. We need more of that in the police, and we need more of the actual, like, white people out there who know, you know, who can, you know, spread the word to their individuals or loved ones or family who are bigoted.
Still actively racist.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Like the lady who just couldn't just have a happy day of her own doing whatever she wanted. She could have just went in, at home. She could have went home and just chill, watch Netflix. Like, whatever. No, she decides she wants to, you know, pull up to a public park. Tell black people they can't barbecue. They can't be there. Mm-hmm. Calls the police. Now there's memes all around of her.
Memes all over the place. Rightfully so. The interesting thing about that dynamic is she is an educated woman. A doctor of psychology. But she doesn't see a problem with that. That's absolutely crazy. She does not see a problem with that.
That's wild.
You know, so we need to start looking into stuff like that a little bit more. The memes are absolutely ridiculous. I think the funniest one I seen was when they had her in the car as Nino Brown from New Jack City. She was in the front seat on the phone, had G-Money in the back, had the dude driving. I was like, now that is the funniest one I seen.
I did not see that one. That's hilarious.
They had her in the back of the bus with Rosa Parks. They had her on the Soul Train line. They had her on the Soul Train line. They had her. I even made one of her at the wedding, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle kissing, and it's her like crying, like she just won't be happy for nobody.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
I did another one where she was just getting down because it was like they were talking about golfers still golfing with that active volcano. Mm-hmm. And I had her there calling. It was like, hey, I just got to Hawaii and this nigga Tiger got these niggas out here freaking golfing during active volcano. From Gil.
Oh, shit.
I'm
glad they could have whooped her ass, but they didn't.
But I like how that lady persistently stayed on her heels.
Stayed on her ass with
stayed
that
on
camera.
Her heels.
She was
like,
what? Right on her.
Because it's crazy.
And then she gonna talk, and then flip talking about
she's the victim.
She's the victim. Yo.
But that goes down to even the very first movie that was ever put on motion picture, Birth of a Nation, where you played this role of a black man in blackface and this woman screaming wolf, crying wolf. This has been going on. People have been killed behind this.
Yep.
Emmett Till and many more being killed behind a white woman calling wolf. Because didn't she come out and admit that she was lying in her old age?
Yeah.
Come on now, man. It's still going on.
Remember, we are comedians. Mm-hmm. so, like, that's why I'm like, yeah, we know OJ did it, but I don't feel too bad. It's like, but yeah, no.
Hey, Robert Blake did the same shit motherfucking OJ did. Didn't this motherfucking go in a restaurant? Yo. He went to a restaurant, took his wife out to go, hey, I gotta go to the restaurant and get the gun.
Yeah.
Who leaves a gun in a restaurant? He go back out and shut up. Come on, man. That's OJ. Wow. That's even more bold than OJ, because we don't know what happened with OJ.
It's still, I mean, we could probably put two and two together, but still, we really don't know.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man. But that lady is crazy.
She's crazy. People are crazy.
She's just, and there's a lot of people out like that, and they're starting to come out more. I don't know.
You want to know what's funny?
Yeah.
Because they starting to come out more, and you starting to realize these are your friends.
Yeah.
These are your friends. Like, dude, I didn't know you. Now I'm listening to you talking about you don't understand Black Lives Matter.
Like, what do you mean?
You know, I got ideas about Black Lives Matter. I got deals about ISIS. But we'll go on to that. You know, we'll go on to that in another light. So, Meghan Markle. And
hey, she's fine. I just want to put that out there. She looked very attractive.
I agree. I agree. What do you think about that?
Ed Sheeran is a lucky man.
He's an Ed Sheeran.
I mean, he looked like Prince Henry. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. He looked like him, like straight up. Like, what the fuck?
Young.
That's Prince literally like Henry. When I first saw the picture of them two, I was like, oh, I thought he was already with somebody.
Damn.
And I realized, okay. But no, he's like a better looking Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
But they both still.
Goofy
motherfuckers.
So we got Megan, who is black, or half white, half black, whatever you want to say. But there. What do you think about that?
I have mixed opinions and everything. Well, check it out. Like, if we want to get on the whole topic of, like, royal power, having all the wealth and, you know, whatever. I don't know exactly what's going on in England, but there's obviously still, there's a divide in, you know, the wealth and power, obviously. I mean, if you got a fucking king and queens, like, you know.
Yeah. They say they don't even got no power, man.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
right?
But I think it's dope that, you know, she's black and that she's, you know, entering, you know.
Because she kept it kind of black in a sense. Stoke.
And she did, and she's...
Hey, we want to have, you know, Reverend, we want to have a choir.
She had fucking Bishop Michael Carter, and he was throwing down. He was throwing down.
Mm-hmm.
The whole crowd was looking like, oh, what the fuck going on?
Yeah.
This is what they do.
They did. And you, because you got to give some respect to Megan, man.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Because we see people of color going with the opposite all the time. Like, okay, this is the royal family. I guess I better go ahead and do what the royal family said.
Yeah. No.
She voiced her views, I'm sure, and said, hey,
this
has to be how we get down to a degree.
And that's dope. And there's some black in there, so you know,
we got some black.
It's gonna be black if they have a baby. It's gonna be black in the royal family. Well, there's at least some. I mean, it's already there. I mean, if y'all didn't know, you know, everything started in Africa. But yeah,
yeah. So that's,
I think,
this is
dope. I didn't really watch it, but I saw many clips of it, and I definitely watched the whole Bishop Michael Carter. That was my favorite part. He was throwing down. And the only one that was really connecting was Megan.
Hell yeah, because everybody else was like,
looking around like, yeah.
What's going on?
Why is he so animated?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he telling jokes?
This dude passed around like a lecture in our damn room.
I was really, damn, he got a PayPal? Can I send some money?
To bless this wedding here. You have to give 10% of your income to God right now.
My PayPal is...
Set these up here on the stage. Everybody come up.
And if you ain't got cash, donate. I accept card. I have
We gonna do this. Give 55, not 5, 55% of your wealth right now to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
All
right now, if you ain't got that... I accept debit and credit. I have a PayPal too. All right, Jesus comes in all forms, and so do I.
So we got her popping off.
Man, that's dope. I'm excited to see what's gonna go down. Like, are they gonna stay out there? Are they moving to Cali? Like, did they already say that?
They got a little spot out there.
No, or the palace or whatever it's called. Because are they going to live in there or are they going to move to Cali at some point?
I personally think they need to move to Cali.
Yeah.
Because, imagine what's going to happen. Brand, that boy would be all in Hollywood and shit all the time. Markel and Harry spotted in Hollywood chilling
up,
with
TMZ, eat it up. They'll outshine the Kardashians, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that'd be dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because where they stand now in that little royal... No, I don't want to stand there over there and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want my damn grandma is up the street. Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Now, if you guys notice... From the beginning of this podcast, we was all professional sounding and shit. Now, as it progresses, the language is getting a little bit more dicey.
Straight up. Yo, this IPA, Joe.
You gotta be a little buzz, man. Yeah. What we gonna mess with next?
I don't know.
We
got to fill the next one up.
Joe, this is on some Chicago. Say, what up, Joe?
Joe.
We got that Joe IPA, you know what I mean? But we got the Citradelic. So we mess with a Citradelic with a what up Joe. Man, of course we're going to fill it where we are.
Yeah, man. This is some good fucking beer. Some amazing beer.
Where we at?
Well, with the next one? Let's see. I don't know. You want to go off yours or mine? Yeah, go off yours.
All right, let's go. Me next. All right, so the next beer I'ma select here is gonna be the 805. It's by Firestone Walker Brewing Co. out of Paso Robles, California. This one is 4.7%, so the content isn't that high, but we gonna see what it is, and it just says 805, so. I'm not sure.
I actually like that
IPA.
Label. Yeah. It's
I was bad. Telling you, I was just online looking
at some
stuff
in
regards to that. So, I guess the beer is called 805. Say properly chill on here, but I don't know if that's what they actually really mean. You want to pour this one up, man?
Yeah,
your pouring skills is off the chain.
I think so. I mean, you know, I don't want to back out.
Right.
I remain confident.
You, brother.
All right, let me get that. Yeah. So we're gonna, try this next beer, see how it tastes. I'm sure it's gonna taste pretty freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 805. I have a feeling 805 is gonna be my favorite. I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Like how that label look.
It's really dope. It's really freaking dope. It's a dope label.
Yeah, we'll get a different little setup too. Yeah, man, so this 805, see how this tastes?
You ain't recording no more. You can just look at the thing. No, you can just pick them up and read them. Yeah, 805.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh, that's the wrong
one. I was like, wait a minute. That's the wrong one.
I'm telling you, as it progresses, I'm cheersing with the
and
wrong beer.
And I was like, I was going to let that happen too. Knowing well, I'm like, he did not pick that other glass up.
Right. That's cleansing to the palate.
It really is. It really doesn't have any type of taste, but it kind of just...
everything I'm thinking the same thing. Like, what the fuck?
It's just like the label. That's mine. That's like...
I don't want to say it tastes like a Budweiser, like that kind of taste. I don't want to say it's an IPA. Yeah. It's an 805.
Exactly. If you look at the label and you drink it, then you'll understand the label more.
Yeah, like, I agree. Because this is confusing.
It's a lot of questions.
It feels like a buffer or something like this.
which is kind of perfect because it's the middle one.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you
this is the middle beer.
So it's the middle, right?
It's kind of perfect. This is weird.
Yeah.
805.
That's funny because we think the same shit about this. Like,
that's
this is like a filler beer. Or something, if I want to say, like, you might have it in the damn cooler. You fuck with it because you don't want to drink a Budweiser, but it ain't no different.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, but it's not.
What I feel like, you know how you smell a lot of colognes, and you got to take some. What is it? The coffee grounds to kind of clear your palate.
That's
like we need to clear grinds. Our palate to kind of.
That's the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Huh. That is. That's like when you want to take like tries. You try different foods, and I guess what eat crackers. People say eat crackers or something to, take the taste and whatever. That's
some interesting shit.
Well, let me. I'm gonna finish this tangerilic.
Citronellic.
I was like tangerilic. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Tangerilic.
The funny thing is, just drinking these, I got a little buzz off of just what we drink. And if we were to sit there and say, you know what, that was only 3 beers apiece, you got a buzz, a little bit of the crime.
Yeah. 3 beers. And you know what? 3 beers ain't even that crazy. Mm-hmm. Which is the... You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
It's not. Not at all. Shout out to Chick-fil-A, though.
Yeah. Because these goddamn chicken strips is on point. Shout out to my baby mama, because she came and picked up my daughter and got me some food on the way.
Right. That's fucking dope. Chick-fil-A now, the strips, and the waffle fries, y'all. Do y'all understand? If y'all listening to this and y'all don't got a Chick-fil-A nearby, or y'all don't live in a state that has Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry.
Forget they views. Chick-fil-A is bomb.
Yeah.
And if you get the sauce, stick with honey roasted barbecue sauce. I haven't tried it yet. I promise you, you ain't going to. Go to nothing else from there.
I will go BBA Chick-fil-A tomorrow. From
the source.
I will guarantee you it, and I will have the fucking honey roasted barbecue sauce.
Mm.
And I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm. And talk about it on the next part.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And because I will, I'm going to try this. Chick-fil-A, yo, you believe in like your like religion or whatever. That's cool. I go to a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get a good
Get some good
food in my degree.
That's the thing about we lopes. You know what I mean?
Lopes
and go bears.
Lopes. Lopes and bears.
Come to
bears
find and out.
Yeah. You know what crazy. I mean? Fucking bears.
Got my AA at
AA. We both PC. Got our AA at Phoenix College, y'all.
And then went to GCU.
We educated.
That's dope.
Don't fucking get it twisted. We went
we
to
comedians.
School.
We fucking got all kinds of different. You know, we ain't even gonna brag about ourselves.
We got free thinkers, not the type of free thinkers Kanye was talking about.
That's a perfect thing. We are free thinkers, but we do not have diarrhea of the mouth.
That's exactly it. 100%.
Because I believe that Kanye has a lot of truth to what he said, but we misinterpret it because he did not say it right. It ain't our fault.
It's not.
It's not our fault.
It's not.
You should have said it better.
Yep.
You should have had somebody edit what you said. I know you off the top of the dome, but everything is not a fucking freestyle.
It's not, really.
It's not
really
a freestyle. Not. You don't got to spit bars every time you get the fucking mic.
Yep. You or can in think the about that shit and like edit and write it down, cross some shit out, rewrite.
Now on your podcast earlier today we touched on something.
We touched on, yeah.
Because it's like we say, I want that whole I'm gonna see that something kind old Kanye.
Yes, I want the old Kanye. Straight out the
Because that's what we all want. He already saying it before we even
like come on.
You know, right now everybody's like, I want that old Kanye. Du-du-du-du.
Like,
why is he saying that on his album before?
Not too long ago.
It sounded very sane and understanding how people would react if he do and say certain things.
Motherfuckers are not listening to this music and are not putting two and two together.
Man. That's funny, man.
They're not. They are not.
People need to stay woke because you say you woke, but then you let somebody tell you, hey, let's whoop Kanye ass, and y'all want to jump on board with that dumbass shit.
Yeah.
You, if he come to so-and-so, we going to whoop your ass. Nigga, get your ass out of here with that shit. That's
he just doesn't know how to put it into the right words.
He sound better than you saying some shit right dumb songs. Because you want to whoop another black man because he's saying certain things that he feel is his mind. That's like, man, I don't get it, man.
You clearly ain't got enough going on in your life. Do some other shit.
We're going to put another blunt in the air in just a moment here so that we can move on to our final.
Because we're getting close.
The highest
close to the highest perspective. Like straight up. Man,
we're approaching that shit fucking real fast.
We're getting close because there's three left.
We got
to at least finish one more.
Yeah.
And another beer.
Mm. We're going to have to smoke one of these ones, and then we're going to have to put that last to that bomb. So we got to speed it up. Let's get it going. So we're going to elevate real quick.
Elevate.
So people, understand something. We're going to go through these next couple minutes here, crack another beer, be real quick in the description.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
It's going to be so quick. You guys better be there.
Either.
You know, we high, but that shit might come out slow as fuck on the tape.
It might come out slow. Like, damn, why are they talking so slow? But damn, I thought I was talking with a tempo that was very fast. It's like, no.
Check this out. So this is the whole Kanye thing that we were saying here.
I'm going to do this whole Lil Wayne lighter in the microphone thing for you guys, if you're a Lil Wayne fan.
Hey, I'll spit to that. Hey, we on the.
This the one he put on his album?
This one? Sound like they put a song behind it.
Yeah, this can't be him.
It's a remix.
Oh, okay.
I do not.
It's probably the
Kanye. So he says that in a very sane mind, and every right person right now is thinking that.
Yep.
Right now. This was his last album.
Yeah.
This wasn't an album when we thought he was the coolest. This was his last album.
Every album he's talking about, even the Yeezus album. I like that album.
I love all his albums.
Yeezus album was a good fucking album. He was spinning some true shit, especially with that New Slave.
When he came New Slave and when he was saying that, it was fine. So but if you take New Slave,
they still
didn't
get it when
he was saying
New Slaves.
We still the new slaves.
And he act like he didn't make it. Was probably what a couple. How long ago was New Slaves? I'm gonna look that shit up.
We still are slaves.
Still,
he just said we didn't broke down. And when I told you about the timeline, the first damn ship to come here and say that we were in slavery was in 1619.
Yeah.
The time that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed was maybe 200 some odd years later. After hitting next year, that's 400 years.
Yeah.
That's 400 years. So we're not slaved by chains, but we slaved mentally now. And that's all he's saying, but you're not listening.
Yes,
and instead you letting TMZ decide
all,
that.
Yes, TMZ, all these entertainers post on Instagram just because they all doing it for the clout and just because they it's what it is. Everybody reposts the bullshit.
Since dude said that shit about Kanye, how many different things have you seen them all? Because I seen him on a lot more shit. I see him on a lot more shit. I seen him on the news earlier today. And they was asking him about certain things. Mm-hmm. They think he's the voice of the black man now because he said that shit to Kanye. Watch how he elevates and where he goes by just what he said by Kanye. Because they like, ooh, yeah, hell yeah. We're going to project him up because he's going to say the opposite of what Kanye says. Now we're going to give him that money.
Oh, yeah. Kanye knows what he's doing, even though y'all don't think he knows what he's doing.
It's cool, though. Watch.
He's not an idiot.
You watch him pull out. His mama, he came from some very, very smart parents.
Exactly. And I know y'all and probably want to make an excuse that he's doing it because his mom passed or whatever, but he's still been on the same stuff.
Did you see him on that Ellen interview? She was asking him all kinds of stuff, and he was keeping it on the minimum what he was saying and replying to. Watch some old Malcolm X shit. Old Malcolm X interviews. When he used to talk to people and they used to ask him questions, he was not answering the question how they wanted him to answer. That motherfucker was like, he was like, Mr. Malcolm X, what was your, exactly, what was your last name before X? Oh, I didn't have a last name before X. What do you mean? What did your mom's last name was? My mom didn't understand who her last name was. She didn't know who she was as a person. Blah, blah, blah. Who was your dad? And he kept on. He was like,
I need to look that
he
up.
Kept on saying, he was like, he kept telling them, we don't know our last name. But didn't you have a name but on your birth certificate? Well, it was a name on my birth certificate, but that was the name given to me by the slave owners. But it was not. If you think about Muhammad Ali. Controlled interviews. He was not telling you he was not telling you what you wanted to hear. So since he tells you the opposite of what you want to hear or what everybody want to hear, he's crazy.
No, absolutely not.
Dave Chappelle told you the opposite of what you want to hear. What
Dave happened? Chappelle says he's in this interview in the Actor Studio. I don't know if you got. I don't know if you watched it or if y'all watched it. It's called the Actor Studio. I'm pretty sure if you're done acting, you've watched it before. I can't tell you the host's name because I'm in higher perspective.
Right.
And I mean extremely.
Extremely.
To the next galaxy.
That take off.
I can't explain.
Flight Club.
Yeah. But he says. He's talking about crazy. To call someone crazy is dismissive. How can you call someone crazy and you don't know what that person is thinking or going through or this and that, or you're not inside that person? Like, to this person, I might be crazy. To that person, I might be crazy to this person because they think differently, pretty much is basically what you're saying.
You're telling me, as a human being, I can't own my own feelings and thoughts.
Yeah.
And utilize those things to the way I see fit without being scrutinized.
Crazy.
Exactly.
To me, you're crazy.
You crazy because you following the norm of everybody else. You crazy. You have no mind of your own.
Yep.
You're crazy. You're the one that can't think for themselves.
Crazy is subjective. Comedy is subjective. Someone might be crazy to another person.
You're right about that.
Someone might be funny to another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, not to go back to what we were talking about, but I wanted to at least get that in because I didn't get it in when we were talking about on my podcast.
Oh,
but, the whole Meghan Myrtle, whatever, I don't know if I said her name right, the wedding. And the Bishop Michael Carter, I hope that's his name, how he was delivering his message, even though he wasn't getting the probably reaction he normally gets.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think preachers, pastors, especially black ones, are the best stand-up comedians.
Man.
He was bombing, but he was still killing and delivering his message.
Yep.
Still
I agree.
Hammering it in. I was like, that inspired me a lot.
My pastor at the church that I go to, man, funny.
Yeah.
Funny, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude right here owns the crowd.
Yeah.
So a preacher like that is almost on the level of a Kevin Hart. I can't say to that level, but they are selling out stadiums across the United States.
No, but you know what definitely, I mean? Like, especially those mega churches out there.
That's what I'm saying. They are selling out $10,000. I mean, $10,000 rooms.
Every Sunday.
$10,000. I mean, 10,000 people rooms.
Probably more days than that.
You know what I mean? Traveling around the world, preaching this to 10,000 followers and things like that. And not one show, because remember, they doing the 9 o'clock service.
Right about that.
11 o'clock service, 12 o'clock
they
service.
They out here on this comedy hustle now, not even knowing.
Right. Hey, speaking some stuff.
Yeah, like, for real. I one day want to open up a church. I want to open up a church and a funeral home, because people die every day. People need something to believe in every day. Mm-hmm. Beyonce just bought a church.
Yeah, I just saw that. Why?
The Beehive. That's where this the location gonna be.
creating a damn religion.
Like a church or something, probably.
That's fucking scary. You gotta watch these motherfucking celebrities, man. These black people are really doing some real crazy, like, interesting stuff. A couple miles
away from that church, her sister.
Now, if you did it to save the church, because Salon said, hey, we need to save this church.
It's an old church that's been around for
a black church?
I'm not sure. Probably not, because it's been over years, like hundreds of years, and, you know, everything went that great hundreds of years ago. So, probably not. I don't think it started as one.
Yeah.
Or if it ever was one.
Now, people, I really would love to challenge you to listen to the podcast from the beginning and then listen to the progression. Listen to the way that we speak. Listen to the way it changes over time.
Yep.
The slurred words
very,
and the
very
stumbling over things and the
pauses
and thinking and getting into deep thought. You know what I mean? It's like... Mm. That's what we about. This
we
is
haven't even got to the crazy topic yet.
Now, the crazy topic, because we getting there, and we can actually start introducing it. We can light up another one.
Because we got two left and two beers. Or once you finish that beer and we finish that blunt, we'll start the new topic, because we'll pour the new beers.
Good.
Spark the new blunt.
So we do got a couple things.
We got
the NFL. The NFL and its new rule.
The NFL. Because that's something very important we want to talk about. Because honestly, to be completely honest, my little brother's going to be there one day. His father used to play the NFL. And his brother, well, he's going to be there.
But shout him out.
Alfonso Taylor is his dad. Okay. He used to play for the Arizona Cardinals. He won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos with the John Elway and them.
So you seen the real Super Bowl ring up close, or did
I have until
it?
Some motherfucking sorry, I ain't racist, but some Mexicans that we live by fucking crawled up the attic, snuck into the bathroom, came in and stole all the jewelry and stole his fucking Super Bowl ring.
That
bro.
Is this karma is a bitch. They gonna suffer.
I hope so.
Because that man earned that.
Earned that shit, yo.
And
he played with
the
Chargers.
God.
But yeah, he earned that shit.
So his name, Alfonso
Taylor. He was like a nose guard. He was a defensive end type of nose guard player.
Well, he a big cat.
Big cat. So my little brother is big. He's not like big. He's like me, but just
solid
and like he's got muscle. He's skinny, but he's got muscle. He's like. I say he's 6'1". I don't know what he says. He's 6'1", 180.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Solid. And he's a junior. And he's been balling out. Actually, he's in Temple right now, because that's where his dad went to Temple. He's an alumni there. So he's at Temple. He's going to do the little camp there. And honestly, they're going to offer him a full ride.
What's your brother's name?
Alfonso Taylor Jr.
Jr., okay.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Alfonso Taylor Jr.
Shout out, man. Keep hustling, bro.
I love high school sports. I love it because I'm a coach. I coach basketball from my son, 5 years old. He's a point guard. He was one of the star point guards, class of 2017. He's playing for Phoenix College, a little JUCO right now. But he's one of them dogs out there. And I coach, so I love all of these kids. I've seen so many kids come from this state that are doing absolutely well. Saban Lee at Vanderbilt. We got Mitch Lightfoot, Kansas. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's a kid that was just in the Final Four. Didn't they go to the... It was a Kansas and
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
so. They went to the finals.
Yeah.
He in the finals. We had Mitch Lightfoot, Cameron Shuttleworth, I think. He's out. We got a lot of kids. Yeah. Bryce Fowler. We got Caleb Simmons. All of these are D1 kids that played. And more than anything, my man. You want to say that man's name?
We Marvin got first. Bagley the third.
Marvin Bagley the third.
He should go number one. God damn
number
it!
Number one, baby.
Before he got into the college, I was watching his videos on YouTube, and I'm like, "This motherfucker is amazing."
No, I was telling.
How is he playing with these NBA stars at the Drew League?
Like and Hagen, and they love him. He was doing some combine stuff with Paul George and. Carl Anthony Towns, man, and he hit the top, and they've just celebrated this man. This kid deserves it. His family has been God-fearing.
That's dope.
They have been supportive. They've done the things that they needed to do and took the steps that they needed to for him to get there. Now, his grandfather, I forgot what his grandfather's name was. Okay. He played for ASU, and he has a real... A big story behind ASU. If you Google Marvin's grandfather, but he was something ridiculous. His dad, Marvin Bagley Jr., he actually played some D1 football, I believe, but he also played some basketball. He's from like North Carolina, that dorm era. So it was cool for them to go back to Duke.
Yeah.
But I know Marvin and his family since Marvin was shorter than me. We're talking about a man that's 6'10 now. So we went back. Marvin probably was eventually taller than me in sixth grade. Damn. You know, our team used to challenge him. Very respectful kid. Always see him when I see him. Always respectful. The kid deserves everything that he has. At his... hands right now. He's humble.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, because you don't see a lot of humble kids like that. They feed into the hype of what they're seeing and hearing about
social media and all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But and then they get to that next level and fail because they believe more than what work that they're putting in.
Yep.
Marvin is putting in that work.
Yeah, putting in work.
He's putting it in the community with the kids. He's putting into it with himself on a personal level. The kids, he deserves it.
Yeah.
You know? So, number one for Marvin. Number two, DeAndre Ayton, because he's also high school from Hillcrest here in Arizona and Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. That's dope. No, that's very dope, man.
How you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling very extremely in a higher perspective.
Higher perspective. That's what
did you? Yeah. Did you look? We're gonna get this going. We're gonna get into the NFL policy, guys, real soon. We're gonna actually pour these final two beers and spark this.
Should we take third a pause one? And then.
Yeah. We're gonna actually take another pause real quick. We'll be right back. Yeah. All right. We're down to what? Two more? Two beers?
Two beers, two topics.
Two beers, two
actually,
topics.
Actually, we're lying. We have three beers and two topics.
Wait, what? Where did the third beer come from?
Because you are the old one. Because remember, we didn't pour two the last time.
Ah!
You failed to do your part.
Oh, my God. Guys, this is fucking crazy. I was like, yeah, we for sure killed Tim.
Shit, crack it, man. What you gonna choose next?
Fuck. That's Total Dom... Total Domination IPA. No.
Ooh.
Omission Brewery Co. Yes. That's what we'll go with. Omission... Oh, is that what that says? Omission...
Yep.
Brewing Co. Ultimate Light Golden Ale.
Now it's
five carbs, 99 calories, crafted to remove gluten.
This dude got a gluten-free beer.
I honestly was just looking at labels, not really reading them all the way thoroughly. Didn't realize it was Ultimate Light 5-carb beer that's probably going to taste like water. More like water hose water, probably.
So this...
And if y'all drink that as a kid, or...
Oh, I love water hose water. Water hose water, you can sit there and drink it until your damn stomach gets fat.
Yep. Hey, that's some real shit. This should be just, oh, shit.
You from out here, too?
I feel full. Yeah, I'm from out here. I've been born and raised Phoenix, Arizona, South Mountain. Up there. On the south side.
Oh, you from the south side.
Huh? I'm from the south side. But I also went to school on the east side and the west side.
Yeah, because you ended up graduating from what school?
I went to 5 different high schools, but I ended up graduating from Australia Foothills High School up in Goodyear, Arizona. Shout out to them.
Was you bad or something? Why the hell you go to 5 different high schools?
I was not bad. I pretty much just moved a lot.
Yeah.
I moved often, but like around Arizona. But I also moved to Colorado for a year. And I went to 2 high schools out there for that year. And then I came back and went to 3 high schools.
Was your stepfather in the NFL then?
No, that was before high school when they were together and he was in the NFL. I think I was real small. I don't even remember anything.
That's what's up.
But yeah.
So shit, speaking of the NFL, this goddamn new situation is going on where they are penalizing
anthem policy.
Yeah. National anthem policy. Where they are actually fining teams if your team decides to sit, right? I wonder if it's on an individual basis. Like, if you have multiple people sitting and they're going to go ahead and, you know what I mean? No, you good. You think they're going to do that? Because the Jets chairman said, Christopher Johnson said that he's going to pay for the fines.
You know what? I think that's dope. He's going to pay for the fines, but for how long?
I know. And if, yeah, exactly. And he already know if he says certain things, you know, we probably going to follow his suit and say we're not going to stand.
What happened? I mean, he's pretty much giving the players permission to, hey, take a stand or a knee, I guess, in the national anthem, do something. Now, I don't know if there were any Jets players that actually took a knee.
I was wondering, because I've seen a picture of them all coming out, you know, just linked arms.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that was a team that was like, we're going to, you know, do that, come out, link arm on some other shit. I'm like, well, I guess that's still not, that doesn't mean shit. That mean cool, you're together as a team, but that's not what the fuck it's about.
Man, there's some crazy shit going on here.
It's about, yeah, no, seriously.
Mr. Tim, we have another blunt that's due.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and spark this up. See, here.
Final one.
Final round. And we're going to go into this deep, 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 deep topic.
Deep, deep topic.
Where we take a deeper look into a subject that people say is controversial.
Not only deeper, but a higher
perspective, a higher level of thinking.
Yes.
You know, some shit that when a person turns, you go, this motherfucker high.
Yep. High than motherfucker.
Too much weed, drinking, yaddy mind.
Get out of here.
So we gonna take it to the highest level. And like I said, if you replay this episode from the very beginning to the end, you'll see the progression or the degression.
Yes. And while you say that, not only that we're gonna take it to the highest level, we might just take it to the flattest level with this next topic.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We're going to talk about flat earth versus round earth.
Yes. What do you guys believe? Hit us up on our like Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitters and Snapchats and all the other social media platforms that are out there that are necessary that we might need to promote our stuff that we do in comedy and all that good stuff.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, to use this platform for that as well. Me and Mr. Tim got a show together on June the 10th. June the 10th, I got two shows. I'll be opening at the Gypsy Bar in like Central East Phoenix, 13th Street and Indian School for the I Am Still Weak comedy show with headliner Mr. Royce Bell from Wildin' Out. So that's going to be a dope show. Got a funny lineup. I'll be opening that show so that I can get my ass out west to our show with national headliner.
Yes.
Tyree Elaine. Super funny. Follow her on Instagram to kind of get an idea of what she does.
And you can go to Stir Crazy Comedy Club website, and there's a video you can check out of her, and then while you watch the video you can also purchase your tickets. Do them all at once, why not?
Kill two birds with one stone.
One.
I don't know where the fuck bones came from.
I mean, you can kill
two bones with one leg.
With one leg kick. Sweep the leg. Danielson.
Danielson. Kick that motherfucker in.
Yeah. So this theory, conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, round, flat.
Okay. Well, let's get into this. Let's see if we even agree on whether it's round or flat. I'm a flat earther. It just makes absolutely more sense to me than the whole concept of a round earth. And I'll tell you about why in a second. What you think?
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I am conflicted. I want to believe in the galaxies and the space and all of that and universe. But I don't know. Because some of the, I guess, theories or facts behind the flat earth theory seems pretty interesting. Seems pretty right on and seems like something that would be going on. And would you know, the 1% or the whoever's running the world, because there's the rich and powerful running the world, obviously, would want us to think and not have the knowledge of the truth because of the power we could use with that and knowing that we can, you know, do more than what we really believe and what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's a whole lot of things.
I answered it like a politician, not really.
Look at you, yeah, because I don't know what the fuck you said. You know, that ain't a lie. I'm on the podcast with this motherfucker. I'm like, all right, nah, nigga.
I didn't want to give a yes or no answer, so I'm going to give you a little bit of both.
No, I'm just fucking with you. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
No, but serious.
You can be conflicted.
No, but, like, I don't
know. My whole thing is, why the hell do we always look at the damn earth from a perspective of, okay, if it's round, that shit is looked at on the label side. We're going to look at it as a can. Okay? We're looking at the earth on the label side. So you're looking at me looking at it on the label side.
Okay.
The labels. How the fuck do you fly an airplane that goes outward to get somewhere? Because you have to fly outward to go somewhere.
Yep.
How are you going to cross that? Like, is the plane like this?
Yeah.
I wish y'all could see me. I mean, it just don't make sense.
And but someone if it's flat, then you can
fly across.
Someone who believes it's around would argue gravity. That's how.
Gravity? Nigga, who came up with gravity? A motherfucker that couldn't even
That's how say. The ocean's not falling down because it's round. So if they're, it's like that's how it's all intact and it's a ball because of, like, no, that's where I kind of so, lost.
If it's like, water all the way around, so it's water just like.
Yeah, like, yeah. Now, do you believe, not also do you believe it's flat, do you believe there's a dome and there's images or whatever possibly projected that we are seeing that we are calling planets and stars now, and shit?
I think that it still could be an open solar system.
Oh, interesting. Okay, okay.
I ain't going to all of that.
You ain't going? Okay.
Yeah. I ain't going to all of that.
Awesome. Okay.
I kept it on the surface.
On the surface.
To the earth.
Earth.
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I can't look up and see shit.
Yeah.
And motherfucker's saying, well, that's a project. Of what, nigga?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I can see a star. Yeah. That shit is a projection when I look up. You can take a telescope and you can look and see. You can take a telescope and you can look and see a planet or a thing that appears to be a planet that looks different than a star or whatever. You can see that. Is my eyes, you know, telling me something wrong? But as far as the Earth being round,
yes.
Just because we're looking at a big-ass globe and we want to say the Earth must look like that, that don't necessarily mean that's how the damn...
Now, what I also believe is, like, usually when you look at things from a distance, usually at some point you're going to see a curvature because you just can't see that far.
Yeah.
But if you take, like I've seen like videos and shit, like if you take... I guess some type of binoculars or telescope or something that can zoom in. And zoom in, you can see that it just continues. Like,
yeah.
You know? Because, like, if you are on a boat and you're traveling...
Yeah, you might
see
it go away from the distance because our eye can't see that far.
You're going...
But if you look at a...
Around. Maybe. You think, are you going around... Is there like a, and then, do you think there's like possibly a like a, an ice wall?
That's what they're saying. It's an ice wall.
Ice wall, and then usually going around.
You're going that way. I can see that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were saying that if you look at the certain ways that flights go.
Yeah.
They make stops in weird ass places that don't make sense. Mm. But if you look at it from a flat Earth perspective, it makes sense.
Okay. Do you, you know a little bit about Antarctica?
No one ever talks about that.
No one ever goes to Antarctica. Why? Well, don't just say it because it's fucking cold shit. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers go to fucking cold places, white people, just because.
No, them motherfuckers be ice bathing. Alright, Lake Michigan ain't cold enough. We need to go somewhere colder.
For real. Like Antarctica, if you guys look up, there's a treaty. There's a treaty banning all countries from entering Antarctica. No one can visit
there's you can possibly the outer skirts of it or whatever, but you can't go no further than that. No one's ever going further than
which
that.
Don't make no sense in the world. Why? If you can travel there, why not? What's on the other side?
Could there possibly be another source of like more resources on the other side? Another place where there are resources that they're hiding from the rest of the world?
Or is it that ice wall that goes around? What they're saying is
maybe flat that's Earth. Antarctica.
Flat Earth.
That
the North Pole, because think about it. The North Pole and the South Pole are cold.
Yeah.
All the way around. They don't say it's tropical in one area and then not tropical in the other area. Why is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
All the way around is probably cold. There's North Pole, South Pole.
Oh, yeah.
How come we say North Pole, South Pole, but ain't no fucking East Pole or West Pole?
Yeah. Do you believe there's portals at the South Pole and the North Pole to possibly different dimensions?
I don't know because I've never explored that. I've never heard that
theory. There's some theories on that. That there's gateways to the other, dimensions.
Look,
like
I can believe that because you ever seen the Simpsons episodes?
Yeah, they predict a lot of shit.
How are you talking about? They show some stuff. You got Trump winning presidency, coming down the escalator, doing all of them.
Yep. Fucking crazy.
So, yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Do we got people that are getting into places that Beyond the Mind. I used to read these books called
Have you ever been Beyond the Mind?
Huh?
With psychedelics? Like, have you ever,
like shrooms?
Or DMT?
No, have you?
Yes.
You did DMT?
Yes.
How was that shit?
Okay, so dimethyltryptamine or whatever is what it's called. And then every living thing produces it, from plants to animals to human beings. And they say when you die, that's when you secrete the most DMT. And I believe that's once that happens, that's, when you die, it goes into that dimension or whatever. So that pretty much, it gives you that near-death experience for that brief period of time. You go into that next dimension or whatever, experience whatever fucking experience. It's like we mix it in or whatever, you just take a hit, and then next thing you know, you just go into the next dimension portal, whatever, and experience. It's very humbling, for sure, and it makes you look at all your flaws and all that shit and whatnot.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It's definitely
I'll go crazy.
It's always something experience, but you have to be in the right state of mind, obviously. At that right time. Yeah.
You want to know what's interesting as hell that you're saying that? And that's what I said when I told some people, because it's another one that you drink, and it's called
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
It's DMT, but for hours.
Yeah.
It's the same trip, but for hours.
Yeah, what is DMT? Just for a minute?
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
But it'll feel longer.
Yeah.
If you open your eyes, everything will look like the Matrix. You'll realize this is the Matrix.
So 15 minutes with your eyes closed?
Yeah. You can open it if you want.
If you try to open it, what is like?
Everything's more vivid and vibrant, and everything's like how you see the Matrix look, and you can see it's just, your physical body's in this world, but you're not. So you're viewing it from another perspective.
Have you seen the ayahuasca?
Yes.
You did that?
I have not, but I would like to. They have places in Peru, ayahuasca trips and stuff,
some shit.
Journeys.
Just hold on.
I've looked it up and all that. I want to.
Now, I just want to reiterate, didn't I say that we was going to go on some other shit?
Yeah.
Hey, and we did.
Yeah.
This is what this is about. Higher perspective. Think about some shit that you wouldn't even fucking think about. Well, you might want to talk about or explore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to explore those things on this end of the show. I just did a show. for six individuals
yeah.
at the one-on-one that you said she was going to go to. The restaurant. The one-on-one restaurant. It was six people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Six people. You know what they were? They did a They were a group of people. You want to know who was partying there? Your guy, the other Lamar. You might want to connect with him. That's why he'd be posting all that.
No, I know. And I like that stuff. And he was like, he was going on he was going on something. I was like, have a nice trip.
Yeah, now that's what the Lamar Maillard trip was about. It was dope. It was a different type of show. I like did the comedy for the most part. He did a little couple minutes or whatever, but then he was playing some of the like, you know what I mean, some digital type music. Exactly. And the thing about it is I can dig that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I listen to sounds. You know what I mean? And then the whole, you know, artful type experience yeah. and the visuals that he was playing at the same time. I'm like, okay. And they invited me. Cool group of people, man. Cool group of people. So, man, they know that shit. I told them, I said, you got to be in a right state of mind to do something.
Like I really that. Wish I could have made it. You can do
some stuff like that and never come back.
I didn't realize I had to work.
You can do stuff and never come back.
You can. Stuff like no, you really have to be in the right state of mind.
You know what I mean? So,
you really can.
Me personally, I couldn't do that stuff.
Especially with ayahuasca, though.
You know what I mean?
That's something I would have to be with someone and know who's done it before in a controlled environment.
Well, you want to get with them because they got yeah. the medicine, man.
I would definitely
know how to, you know what I mean?
That, yeah, because that's, I wouldn't be able to be out in public like that. It's not something you should be out in public.
You'd be out in public with DMT?
No, hell no. What the fuck?
Where'd you get that shit from?
I had a roommate. No, it's just like.
Seemed like no.
No, none of that stuff. You do not need to be outside or anything. It's not for, it's not like a social type of thing to do. It's more of a awakening thing. It's more of a enlightening. It's more of a trying to find yourself type of thing. It's not something to just abuse and do it all the time.
Tim before.
Yeah.
What were you? How would you describe yourself? Now, I've done shrooms. That's the first, that's the only thing
I've ever
done. Naive. Naive to the world in general? Or
yes.
What did you feel that you were naive about?
Naive and just people and thinking, yeah, people will think how I would think and feel like how I'm going to be able to. Have empathy because I have empathy. You know what I mean? But no, that's not the case. Not everyone has empathy or is able, capable of, you know, showing it or just even just thinking it. Not only naive, I would say. What also naive of. Thinking I might know when I, to be honest, I don't, no one knows shit. No one knows anything. We're all out here just really just trying to figure it out.
We don't.
Everyone's just trying to figure it out.
What if you feel you have already hit those plans? Because a lot of that is I'm fine, you know, coming to that real realization, especially through counseling, what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I have to say, why do people operate the way that they operate?
Yeah. That's the reason why after I get my bachelor's, I'm going to go to get my master's in psychology, probably with an emphasis in life coaching. So I feel like I can help at least if, you know, I can. There's a lot of kids out here committing suicide, doing just all type of, and a lot of it's to blame with this era and how social media is and everything, and it's just wild. But I feel like I can say some things that can get to some people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just part-time.
That's basically what I just did right now in a little break.
Yeah.
One, it was one person that showed up for that group.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, man, we have to be able to say I feel this way and people be like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You need help with that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Okay, you don't need nothing. Mm-hmm. But just let you know I'm here.
Exactly.
And always that's reach all. Out.
Everyone needs that. And that's that. Just someone saying that can change someone's perspective on life completely. Just knowing someone's in their corner.
A person. And yeah, they might need to grow in their trust for you before they can, you know, feel comfortable enough to you know, they just tell you what they need to tell you.
Yep.
But they'll hang on,
yeah,
knowing that they have one person that has offered it. Said, you know what? I'm going to try to hang on, and I'll wait and try to build this relationship with that person so that I can finally say something to somebody and then move on. You know what I mean? But when you don't have that person to say, man, that's why people commit suicide.
Yep.
It's just like, I don't think I can ever see myself telling this person. I don't trust that person. I don't feel comfortable enough. I don't feel...
Yep.
The person, meet them at their level and say, hey, I'm right here.
Yep.
I'm just a second away from where you are.
Oh.
This is my motto. When things get to the worst that you think they've ever been, unless you have a terminal illness, you will get through it.
Yep. You will prevail.
Whether it is unscathed
or
with scratches, bruises, and scars.
Number one thing.
You can get through this shit.
You must learn. You must take that. You must take that opportunity and learn. Learn from those failures. It's only going to make you better. Are those times, those dark places of times.
Perseverance is a strength.
Yes. It's no better motivation than failure. There would be no Michael Jordan without him being cut from his team.
So we going to get into this LeBron and Michael Jordan conversation.
LeBron and Michael.
Another time.
Yes, another time.
Because we were going to bring that up earlier. Well, we know that's going to be a very, very, very,
very interesting
conversation. So we might have that like toward the end of the when we determine who's going to the finals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be a perfect one because if LeBron makes
that would probably
it,
be
then
next,
it'd be a
next,
good conversation.
Next episode, that would be like the one next week.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because finals would be.
It'll be a great conversation if they make it.
Yeah.
It'll be on LeBron's behalf.
Yeah.
And if they don't make it, it'll be a great conversation on Jordan's behalf. So stay tuned.
Interesting.
This is our first podcast here.
But definitely check us out at Stir Crazy June 10th.
June 10th.
Get your tickets online.
Get them online.
Headliner.
Tyree
Elaine. Check her out.
IG.
IG.
Very funny.
Super funny.
We got a dope lineup that
night. Dope lineup, y'all.
Yeah. I'll also be at the Rhythm Room that same day at 7 p.m. opening up for Royce Bell from Wildin' Out. You can get your tickets online there as well at rhythmroom.com. Make sure that you go to both shows. And come support local comedy because we're doing some things out here. We're trying to make some waves. First podcast show in the books.
Yeah. Follow me on IG at Timothy Lynn 333. That's Timothy Lynn, the number 3 times. You can also follow me on other platforms with that same tag or Snapchat at @solo_T.
You can follow me, Lamar Mitchell Jr. The Jr. stands for Just Ridiculous at J_Ridiculous80 at IG. From there, you can find all my social media stuff, or you can find me on Facebook, Lamar Mitchell Jr. I be the dude that's doing some comedian shit in my picture most of the time. So that's the first podcast in the books.
Numero uno.
The Flight Club, A Higher Perspective with Lamar and Tim.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.